100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hey, boys.
Hello, indeed. You might have just heard it in the news. Mm. Biden's out.
Huge.
The last hour this has happened.
If you wake it up this morning, this is the first thing you're hearing. Strap yourselves in. It's going to be a big day.
It will be a lot of news about this. Essentially, he's...
Stepped aside.
Yeah. I don't know who's pushed him or whether he's decided to go himself. Or all of that, I'm sure, will be unpacked vigorously.
Everybody, from actors through to, other politicians, TV presenters, whatever, are all telling him the same thing. It's time to step down, dude. You're not doing too good. And, maybe he's just finally listened.
Possibly. Mm. The big one that was supposed to roll on the weekend and is who I think has done it is Obama.
Yeah, massive.
So Friday they were saying Obama's going to tell him to, have a hard phone call with him. And I think that's what's happened.
That's crazy.
Because that is possibly the only person he would listen to, I reckon, in the world.
Probably.
But again, his whole party behind him was like, please. He was like, no. At what point is it selfish? At what point is it that he's doing it in his own vanity, that he's doing it for himself, which, again, American system is very much you vote for the person, not the party.
True. That is absolutely right.
But, at what point does he sit there and go, hey, you know what? Maybe I'm not that good. And he must have hit that point in the last hour.
He's watched back at all of his stand-up tapes.
Possibly.
His television appearances. Oh, my God.
Somebody just showed him, a couple of them, and he went, you know what, maybe you're right.
Yeah. This is embarrassing.
Well, I reckon it's a game changer. Mm. What will happen with the result? Well, we got months to, figure that out and see what happens.
Well, he's released the statement on the POTUS Twitter account.
Yeah.
The first one is him saying that he's not going to step down, my fellow Americans, and then the explanation. He's got to give more details as the week goes on. Okay. But a second tweet that he endorses Kamala Harris, vice president. He endorses her to take the top job.
Is America ready for a woman president?
Here.
I mean,
woman of color as well.
Huge.
I mean,
huge.
That is big as well. I mean, I would say
yes.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
but I don't know about the rest of the country.
Logically, you go yes, but then you go with everything that's been played out in America recently. You go genuinely, you don't know whether that deep rootedness is gonna
let it come through,
and that's. It's disheartening, isn't it?
It is.
It's shocking.
Well, let's find out. Maybe, I've been surprised before.
Yeah.
Obama, it surprised me when Obama got in.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest. So, I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, of course.
So let's see as it all plays out. We'll chat a little bit more about it throughout the show, but not too much probably, because you'll be saturated with it in every form of media.
Plus, we're Aussies, so doesn't affect us.
Well, I'd argue it does in a lot of ways.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm just naive.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Regret I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. Oh. On Friday night, I was at the Great Northern Hotel in town.
And had
a great time. Was there for a sport end of season party. Lovely. And it's kind of like there's a bar. If you've never been there, there's like a bar in the center. And then we're in the function room. It's kind of a circle. You can walk around both ways to get to the bar, depending on where you wanted to be.
Handy.
From the function room. Yeah, very handy. But when I got there, they said, you can't walk through the door on your right. You can only walk through this other door. Because the entire Brisbane Broncos are there having dinner. And I missed the opportunity to yell out some stuff, to get in their head, to give them a bit of a rough and tumble. And then they came out on Saturday and flogged us 30-14 against the mighty Newcastle Knights.
Mate, what are you doing?
I missed that chance, and I put that blame on me.
So do I.
Heavy burden to carry, Scotty.
And I put it 100% on you.
Yeah. I knew what was at stake.
Yeah.
We spoke to Will Price during the week.
Yeah.
We knew how much this meant to the lads. And I got in my own head when I saw Reese Walsh smile at me.
Disappointment is an understatement.
No.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Yep.
Will I ever forgive you? I don't know.
You still think we can win the silverware, Crevo?
Absolutely. I think I might be one of the last people who do. But as a diehard fan, what can I say?
You have too much faith.
I want the Knights to come up ahead.
I want the Knights to as well. I'm also a realist.
You want them. You say you want them, but you had that opportunity to rattle them, and you didn't. You didn't take it.
It's because you got lost in Walshy's eyes. That's what it was.
Well, we're standing there having a couple of skewies, looking across, and all of them are walking out, which is great. And then Payne Haas walked out. Now, Payne Haas, you'd know Crevo.
Sure.
Was on the New South Wales team.
Sure.
And that had victory last Wednesday night. And we're like, oh, boo, boo, boo. Oh, Payne Haas. Oh, no, you're all right. You're okay.
what a flip-flop.
Yeah, exactly.
What colour were his eyes that you were looking into?
Well, Reese Walsh was definitely doing these ones.
Pulling the hat down.
Yeah. Trying to hide. See. Looked like he was wearing a onesie. He was wearing grey trackies and a grey jumper. Looks like he's getting around in an hoodie.
A Baby Beyond style.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you're that level of fame, I guess he can wear a onesie to the pub.
He can do whatever he wants.
Whatever he likes. Oh, jeez. Well, I mean, you know what to do next time you're in the Great Northern and the Broncos are there.
Hurl abuse across the bar.
It's the only option. UFM. The Novos. The Novos. Normally TripAdvisor is reserved for things like, this hotel was pretty good until I went to the bathroom where I saw a dirty hair on the soap. 3 stars.
I think TripAdvisor, using it for hotels, is the only thing I've ever used it for. You can use it for attractions and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Hotels, motels, hostels.
Hotel, Holiday motel, Inn. Holiday Inn.
Exactly.
Chingy. you got to source your quotes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But this lady, her name is Dr. Shan Leo Proctor. Now, she is actually a trailblazer. She's the first African-American woman to pilot a spaceship.
Wow.
She's also to paint in space and serve as a commercial astronaut. So she's just... I guess that means you're not just working for NASA. You're like a gun for hire.
Wow.
So very cool, right? Very cool lady. She's decided to use TripAdvisor to rate space.
Brilliant.
Not just the idea of it, but the trip she took. So it's on one of the commercial rockets, the SpaceX Falcon 9, which I think is a Elon Musk situation.
Probably.
Now, a few things she's rated. I won't go through all of it, but she's used like the classic TripAdvisor. Instead of stars, they have like bubbles, like 4 out of 5 bubbles or whatever it is. They're little dots. Anyway, transportation. It only takes, and this is fascinating, 8 minutes to get to space, and the ride on the SpaceX Falcon 9 was very smooth and enjoyable.
8 minutes to get to the edge of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Really?
That's fast.
Also very fast. Oh. Transportation, she gave it 5 out of 5. And you can see why. She said, as well, the readings and the flight computer were easy to see, and her monitors, and there wasn't much shaking as well. So smooth ride.
Okay.
Then we get to cleanliness. They did a good job of keeping the capsule tidy. Storage bins are pretty much everything and all as needed. The only issue were water bottles. They had a little Velcro dot so they didn't float around in space, but this would come off sometimes and they'd float around. 4 out of 5 stars.
Here's a question for you, Creva. You might know.
Mm.
Can you reuse a rocket? Or does a rocket, a rocket a one-time thing?
It was one-time thing until about 5-10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Right, okay.
So that's part of what SpaceX and what Virgin's trying to do as well, reusable rockets. It's never really been done till recently.
I thought they
it's a big deal.
Burnt up coming back into the
That's
atmosphere.
What I thought.
That was the way until, like I said, 5-10 years ago. Now they're working on reusable rockets are working, basically.
Yeah, right, okay.
First time.
Interesting.
Recycling's finally hit the space industry. then we get on to food, which is something I'm always interested in. They said it was fantastic. SpaceX did a great job of asking us what we wanted to eat and accommodating requests. They made me a delicious gluten-free pepperoni pizza, complete with jalapenos, and the best gluten-free BLT as well.
Does that mean that they have, like, a microwave in this rocket?
I thought it was a pizza oven.
Oh.
They get that thing firing. I don't know. Maybe they could cook it on the jet. They haven't given that information. They said there were olives, cheeses, and M&Ms, and Skittles, and an iced tea to drink.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
This is some better food than I have sometimes. I mean, very fancy.
Jeez.
We'll wrap things up with the view. Of course, 5 stars. That gave us great views of the Earth.
I thought there was like 2.5 billion. Get it?
Well, I see what you did. But I think it's more looking back at Earth. Because you're travelling around it every 90 minutes.
Wait, 90-minute rotations of Earth?
You're going around the Earth every 90 minutes.
How?
It is fast.
How
fast? I've only got it in miles because I didn't convert it. 17,500 miles an hour.
Oh, just, you know, a little bit faster than your average MotoGP.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yep.
You think F1's exciting? Get in one of these things.
Wow.
It'll change your life.
It's a bit of a flex, isn't it, to be like, I'm going to review space.
Well, yeah.
Like, did anybody ask you for that?
No one asked, but I enjoyed it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
One of my favourite topics to talk about has to be dogs. Like, I love them. I wish I had one, but unfortunately, can't really have one at the moment because I'm living with my parents. It's a whole thing.
And they say no.
They say no for now. But the thing is, I love my little fur nephews. My brother has two dogs, and they come up quite often. The thing is, though, there's a story that has popped up and it has got me scratching my head. So new data has revealed that only 1 in 10 Aussies, I say only, do not let their dogs see them naked. To me, this doesn't really seem like a large enough number. Like, I never let my brother's dog see me naked. Like, I have to be super
not
careful.
Not allowed.
So 9 in 10 Aussies let their dog see them naked.
Yes.
So 9 out of 10 Aussies are correct.
What?
Well,
absolutely. No, isn't that uncomfortable? Like, I have to, like, get dressed behind closed doors. I have to make sure I'm careful where they are.
What are they going to do? Tell someone?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to do. Oh, you know, they'll describe your bits. Is that what you're worried about? I let my dog see me naked.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't make a habit of it on purpose. I'm not like,
come in here
and have a look at this.
Yeah, sit, stay.
It's none of that. Roll over.
Your peepers on this.
Yeah, no, it's not that. But sometimes you're getting changed. The dog's there. You're not sending it out of the room. It's comfortable laying down.
The dog walks in, play ball. Hey, I'll go one step further. I'll let my
two balls.
I'll let my housemate's cat walk in.
Oh, your housemate.
Housemate's cat.
Oh, right.
Housemate's cat. If the cat walks in, I'm not going to stop and go, no, get out. It's embarrassing.
I do. Like, whenever, like...
Why?
Because Murphy, for example, he's a very curious little GSP. So, like, even if I just have my door slightly ajar or something, I'm just getting changed, going to the gym or whatnot, he'll just kind of...
Try and barge his way in.
He'll walk in and he'll just stand there and glare at me. And I'm like, Murphy, get out! And like, yeah.
Trying to get changed here.
Yeah. I need the privacy. And he's just looking at me like, why?
Well, you're looking at Murphy naked all the time.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. I do watch him.
Yes. Dog's constantly naked.
Seems unfair, if anything.
I just find it really uncomfortable. I'm like, well, he doesn't need to see his auntie, all Starkers.
You're part of the 10%. Prudish towards dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
What can we say?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Spent the weekend in Sydney, friends, family, partner. So driving home last night, decided to treat myself. When I get into my car and connect it up, sometimes before I open Spotify, because obviously the new FM range doesn't go right down to Sydney.
Yeah, it should though.
It should. It's South Newcastle.
So when I get in the car, the car automatically connects to my Apple Music, which is like all the music that I downloaded as a teen on my phone.
Yes.
Right
before I open Spotify, because Spotify v Apple Music, that's a whole other scenario.
Rough.
But basically go straight to my iTunes. So I treated myself to all the bangers I used to listen to as an edgy teenager. And two things to take away from it. One, jeez, I had a terrible taste in music.
I was going to say, were you cringing?
Cringing, yes, but also loved it. Like, you sit there, it's a bit of a flashback and a half. And two, my God, I wasted so much money on $1.69 songs. I bought an absolute ton of them, and they sit there, and I go, don't want them anymore. I've got my Spotify and the radio and my playlists and my podcasts. Why do I need this anymore? This is why I can't afford a house.
Well, maybe you could sell them online.
Try and sell digital songs that you can get for free. Jeez, Apple had it, didn't they? They had everybody in a chokehold, and the songs from your 2009 iPod coming back to haunt you. Oh,
Apple,
and you can't get rid of them.
The lesson you learn is Apple knows how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if they'll ever offer like a refund service.
No.
They will not.
I bought the wrong song. And that happened copious times. You bought the cover song and you go, no, I want the original.
Yeah,
copious times. You want it sung by a particular artist, then you download, pay $1.69 for the cover and you go, this sounds like horse crap.
Oh, my, you got ripped off. Yeah. How much do you reckon you spent?
Well, I is what round figure, hour and a half, 2 hour drive from my folks' place back to Nui.
Yeah.
And I only got to I in the playlist. In like starting from A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way through. And I only got to songs starting with I.
You would probably would have spent over $1,000 on music back in the day.
I don't know.
Could be.
It would be up there.
Oh, dear.
And you're like, you got full albums. You got complete access to that now for free. And I spent whatever. Same as the movies.
Yeah.
You download movies and you're like, this is so cool. I get to watch Transformers
anytime I want
on my inch by two inch iPod screen. What a shocker.
Did you ever watch them on there?
People used, yeah, absolutely.
I did too. Look, if you had movies on your phone or your iPod, you were elite.
Absolutely. Now, who cares?
He couldn't have put it better.
New FM. Hey! We're gonna wanna remember. The Novos on this day.
22nd of July, guys. It is nearing the end of the month. I know I say that all the time.
It's so fast.
I know. Yeah. Well, let's take a look back at what happened during this time throughout history. In the year 1933, this is fascinating, this one, a man named Wiley Post, what a name.
Wiley,
completes the first solo flight around the world, taking 7 days and 19 hours to do so.
That is incredible.
In 1933.
Yeah, that's amazing. Obviously, back then, a lot of refueling.
Yeah.
Basically a cardboard box.
Yeah. It was all about refueling.
My question is, if you're traveling around the world, especially on your own, what snacks are you keeping in the plane?
Well, in 1933, there was not many options.
No, nothing like Uncle Toby's or...
No.
Doubt Twisties had been invented.
No.
Doubt it.
Yeah, probably things like... Lard on a cracker.
Yeah.
Spam?
Yeah. I don't even think that's... I don't know what year spam came out, but the 30s, not much good stuff.
Nah, not really. Also on July 22, in the year 2019, fast forwarding just a little bit, Marvel film Avengers Endgame becomes the world's highest grossing film, overtaking Avatar.
And it's going to lose that top spot to Deadpool and Wolverine later this week.
You reckon?
I'm put the house on it.
Wait, that's this week that it's coming out.
Wednesday night.
There we go. So
I'm just going to see it.
Are you going to do an actual bet?
I'll put the house on it.
Are you actually going to do a bet?
Yeah, Deadpool Wolverine is going to overtake Avengers Endgame.
It has to surpass $2.9 billion.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, let's get
Scott's calling it early.
Put the house on it.
Yeah.
Let's all go and contribute to that.
Sure.
Also in 2019 on this day, NFL Dallas Cowboys, of course, you've got like that little, it's a documentary style thing on Paramount Plus or whatever it's called, or Prime.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys. It's all about the cheerleaders of the squad and things like
cool.
that. Yeah, very fascinating stuff. The team was named the most valuable sports team in the world, worth $5 billion, followed by the New York Yankees, second at 4.6. Real Madrid, which is my soccer team, my football team, third with $4.2 billion, according to Forbes. So there you go.
Here's the thing I don't get about American football. Is it's basically American football is played in America, and they go, we are the world champs. Played in one country, Canada as well, if you're lucky.
World famous in America.
Where have I heard that before?
Why do you say that? Oh, not you, sorry, but why do you say that? Oh, yeah. They are the world's best sporting team.
They love doing that.
The sport's only played in one country.
They do that with baseball as well. Mm. They call it the World Series. And it's only America in it. Yeah, sometimes crazy. Cuba.
It's a joke. It really is.
That's
Looking at some famous birthdays today for July 22nd, Selena Gomez is celebrating her 31st birthday today. Eldest son of Will and Kate, Prince George, is 11, while comedian and actor David Spade turns 59. I love David Spade. He's hilarious.
George 11.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's too. That's growing up too fast.
Well, isn't it now that once you turn 11 or once you turn 12, you can no longer fly because of the line of succession?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's I think it is actually. Don't quote me on it, but I think it's 11.
So now he has to have a little plane that they tow behind the big plane.
Yeah, pretty much.
Something like that.
Well, he's in Jetstar and Will's in Qantas.
You got to save money where you can. Everyone's scraping a dollar these days. You got to be extra careful.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos. And the headline reads, Super Spicy Chips Send 14 Japanese School Students to Hospital.
14?
That's it.
That's a lot.
That is all you need to know. There is no ifs, no buts. They had a packet of chippies. It was too hot. They cried and they went to hospital.
What the hell?
That is far too... They must have been very spicy.
So what flavour of these? Because, like, you've got, obviously, things like sweet chilli... Like,
which is less
and sour cream.
Sure, it's got to be a bit more than sweet chili. If I can handle sweet chili, Ari, then these guys, oh my lord.
What about with it, maybe the Red Rock Deli? Or no, Kettle Chili's original chili's quite hot. Yeah. Was it those?
No, they are called, get this, 18 plus curry chips. So they have an age rating. They have an R rating. They are adults only chippies.
Well, what were the school? What were 18 school children doing eating illegal chips?
Well, yes. 14 went to hospital. 30 tried the chips, according to social media and the police. So
the
these
police
super
are
spicy
involved.
Potato chips. Yeah, they're high school students.
They broke the law eating the wrong chip.
They broke the law. There is a rating system for a reason. So apparently, students complained of nausea, stomach cramps, and mouth pain. One boy and 13 girls taken to hospital with mild symptoms. They were severely unwell, and the manufacturing company said all their best wishes.
Yeah. And
thanks for trying our product. Don't do it again.
Read the warning label, you naughty kids.
Wow.
Because if you're not 18, you shouldn't be trying the hot chips.
Can you imagine trying to explain that to your olds?
Yeah.
Hey, mum, dad,
I'm
sorry.
At hospital.
I'm in the hospital. Why? Because I ate some chips.
They'd be like, yeah, let's stop pranking me, kid.
No. Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy.
It certainly is. We live in a funny world.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
World thrown into absolute chaos over the weekend, guys, with this big Microsoft IT glitch.
Oh,
did you see anything about this?
Friday, close the business.
You couldn't miss it.
That.
You couldn't miss it.
Literally. Well, it said that there was multiple planes. Well, all planes were grounded, I think. Hospitals were affected. Some banks were shut and couldn't operate properly. Shops and businesses, even broadcasters, awkwardly trying to fill airtime, like the project. Oh, God. So we might be able to give you the news tonight. Maybe. If not, we'll twiddle our thumbs type of thing.
It was crazy what happened.
Yeah, well, Microsoft has revealed that around 8.5 million computers globally were ground to a halt. Security program glitch.
Many.
That's insane. And it was funny when this all broke, like the news broke. My dad was freaking out. He's just like,
why?
How are we going to operate ourselves? He's like, okay, Dad, calm yourself to a quiet scream, please. So he's just freaking out.
Y2K is just 24 years late.
Yeah.
It's late to the party.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So obviously it was CrowdStrike, which is the security company, which no one had ever heard of.
Never.
Until Friday at 5 p.m.
Stocks plummet.
Yeah. Because they had a lot of juicy contracts, obviously.
Of course.
For all of these big companies, you know, all the airlines, banks, everyone using them as basically your elite level Norton antivirus.
Basically.
And yeah, when they've released this update, somebody made a mistake.
And Tim Cook from Apple, he's CEO, he's just sitting there rubbing his hands together.
Oh, I bet.
Yep, thank you. Everybody's buying Macs as we speak.
That's it. There'd be a lot of people Monday morning meeting.
Going, what can we change now?
Need a new plan.
Yeah, you need a backup plan.
A backup plan.
A backup to the backup to the security.
All of that.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
The rise of kidulting is what we're talking about here. Essentially, where adults are buying toys for collections. So,
is this a popular thing or am I?
Well, here's the big news about it. This year, for the first time in history, adults, that's people over the age of 18, are now buying more toys for themselves for collection than for children.
Interesting.
So that now the bigger part of the market.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that extraordinary?
So toys are directed at adults rather than kids.
Well,
I don't even think so. Isn't it?
They're just the ones who are buying them. Oh. Is the adults for their collections.
Do you think maybe this is a nostalgia thing? It's like, oh, you know, I had these Bratz dolls growing up. I want to go out and buy some more in my adulthood just for memory's sake.
Well, that is part of it. They said reliving moments that you had as a kid is part of it, but also collectors are doing it for things like resale value.
Oh, the money would be huge.
Big money in it now that adults are involved, and also just for having, like, the sake of having a collection. Mm. I've got a friend, for example, who is into those, like, pop vinyls.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like models of, you know, for example, I don't know, like Star Wars figurines, but they're kind of cartoonized, and they keep them in their box. And they've got, I don't know, dozens of them. He reckons he spent over $1,000 on them.
I have to say, yeah. I think most young men have these.
I have a few of them. Yeah. I went through a phase.
You're a young man.
Yeah, I am. I went through a phase, oh, this is, let's go back 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Where I was buying them semi-frequently.
Really?
You just go, oh, that's a cool one. I'll have that.
What's the appeal?
They just look cool.
Okay.
And they look cool. And again, you get certain ones. I know for my 21st, I was given ones of JD and Turk from Scrubs. They were specifically made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's kind of cool. Yes. You're into Scrubs, right?
Love Scrubs. Love Scrubs. Love The Simpsons. Love The Office. So you get your favorite characters.
Amazing.
In these form, and you put them up on your dresser, wherever you want to hold them.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, what about yourself, Scott? Do you know anyone who collects toys in this way as an adult?
Huge one. Lego.
Who do you know that's buying a lot of Lego?
My housemate's mate spends money on Lego. He and his partner, Lego fiends, they do it together.
Like, oh, it's like a couple's thing.
Absolutely. It's great. They have so many big displays of all this Star Wars, Millennium Falcon. They're big, like, Star Wars people.
Wow.
Yeah, so they spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and they auction for them and bargain for them on eBay, and then they spend however long it takes them
building
3,000 piece Legos. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's fantastic, and they look incredible.
There you go. So this is, I guess, what we're after here. 4967-4105.
Do you find in your shop of knickknacks on Clyde that adults are coming in and buying toys? Have you found that?
You know what? Funny you say that. They do.
Hmm.
Especially in, like, I'm more vintage and collectible.
Yeah.
But this is, which is interesting, but the new stuff is what's fascinating to me. Because it's one thing to buy something from when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Right? That's one thing. Mm. But to be like, oh, I want the latest release of this Action Man toy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a whole different game.
Because if you haven't been to Crevo's on Clyde, there is a big display case of cars.
Yes.
Like toy cars.
Vintage ones.
And vintage cars. And every time I go in, I have a look at them to see if you got new ones, and you do.
Yeah.
You do rotate them quite frequently.
Yeah.
I wonder, are they a seller?
Yeah, it's kids and adults buying.
Okay.
Interesting, though. I hadn't thought of that from that angle. Interesting as well, I remember as like going to a party when I was at uni, and we went into, we're like looking for some food, like, oh, let's open the pantry and see what they've got. Big house party. They had taken all the food stuff out of the pantry. It was full of like board games. Turns out they were massive board game collectors. Like hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yes, I used to know people like that too. That's
a lot of money spent.
They're not cheap.
Everyone's like $30, $40. Like, I don't know. Look like thousands of dollars to me. 4967-4105. Do you know somebody who, as an adult, is buying a lot of toys? In Madawi, Gabby, what's your story?
Hey, guys. Yeah, actually, me and my partner, we're one of those people. We have dozens of different Lego sets.
Whoa. Lego, big one.
What's your biggest Lego piece? Like, what's your biggest set?
So probably one of the biggest ones, which is also one of the rarer ones. My partner worked in shipping, so I got him, I think it's called the Maersk E-Liner. So that thing was over $1,000, but then the ship itself is like over a meter long.
Oh,
oh my God.
That's a big Lego set.
Yeah.
And like, you put all the little containers on, or what's that thing shipping along?
100%, it would have like 20 or 30 containers on it as well. Like, it's a big ship.
There we go.
Now, what got you into collecting Lego, Gabby? Why did that tickle your fancy?
I never used to collect Lego. It was actually my partner when we got together. He bought me a Lego set once, one of the Lego Technic sets. It was an excavator, I think. And we put it together, and it was a lot of fun. But then you also got this really cool model, you know, in a lot of cases you can actually get them to, you know, have remote controls and movement. So,
you know what? It is just play as an adult, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You never grow up. And why should you? Being a kid's more fun.
Of course.
1053. UFM.
The
Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great prize up for grabs this morning. $50 to spend at the Foundry Cafe on King.
Ooh.
Satisfy your cravings at the Foundry Cafe. How's some of these amazing foods they've got?
Tell us.
Scrumptious sandwiches, home-cooked dinners, nutritious smoothies, fresh-squeezed juices. How about a house-made slice?
Ooh.
Don't mind if I do. I have caramel, thanks. Mars, what about you guys? Mars bar for you. Ari, what slice do you want this morning?
I am a typical caramel slice gal.
Caramel? Yeah, caramel
absolutely
is...
Absolutely.
The way to go.
Oh, they have protein shakes too.
Yeah, they certainly
do. I'm just looking at the menu, guys.
The food looks amazing. Now, if you want to go there for free, 4967-4105. We're just playing Lowest to Lux up next. Mm-hmm. How this works, if you've never heard the game before, we give you three things and you just need to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Three things, so easy. Mm-hmm. All right, if you want to win $50 to spend at this amazing cafe, the Foundry Cafe on King, 4967-4105, and that delicious food, coffees, whatever you want, it's a voucher, could be all yours. Let's meet the player for this morning.
To all's end, Leah. Hey, Leah, happy Monday.
Hello, happy Monday, guys.
You ready? How's your weekend?
Yeah, windy, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, very,
it
very
nice.
Much so.
Nah,
good summary of the weekend. Are you ready to score yourself a voucher this morning?
Yeah, let's hope.
All right, the game is simple. We give you three things, put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Item number one, the Karcher WV2 Black Premium Window Vac. This comes from Bunnings. Now, this is a favourite of Ari's.
It
love
my
the Karcher Window Vac, don't you?
It works so well.
Have you ever heard of these things before, Leah?
I have heard of it, haven't used one.
But... All right.
Highly recommend it.
You know, in your mind's eye, what it is then.
Yep.
All right, next we've got a Roxy Women's Back in Brooklyn Zipper Wallet in sort of a tan colour, and that's off the Roxy website.
Okay.
Bit of a throwback for you there to, you know, early 2000s surf culture. And final item is the boys group photo t-shirt from Amazon.com. Now, Scott, you're a big fan of this show.
Love this show.
It's big on Amazon, right?
Yeah, huge show on Amazon, not one for the kids to watch.
Okay, there we go.
Not at all.
So this is a t-shirt. The merchandise is selling hot at the moment. So there are your three items. Just to review, you've got the Karcher Window Vac, you got the Roxy Wallet, and the Boys Group Photo T-shirt from Amazon.com. Cheapest to most expensive. Take it away, Leah.
Okay. I might go the T-shirt.
Okay, as the cheapest?
Yeah, then the wallet.
Okay.
And then the window cleaner.
All right. Okay. I can. Let's start revealing prices, shall we? Mm-hmm. The boys group photo t-shirt, $24.99.
Sorry. Right. I'd pay that.
Yeah, you would.
Are you going to buy one?
I'm tempted. Well, Amazon Prime Day's now over.
Oh,
that's a shame.
I'll give you an affiliate link. Maybe I can get myself a little kickback.
Gosh.
All right. Okay. And then you had the wallet next, which comes in at $49.99.
For a wallet?
It's Roxy brand, dude. Surf brands are so outrageous with their prices.
Yeah, and they're still in, apparently. It's still expensive. I guess it's a tan colour. You know, dyes aren't cheap.
True.
All right. Which means to have this in the win, you need the Karcher Premium Window Vac to be more than $49.99. Good news, it's $99. You're off to go and enjoy $50 spent at the Foundry Cafe on King. Enjoy that.
Yes.
Can you see
Thank
yourself
you.
Eating a little poke bowl or something?
Certainly can.
Oh, good Beautiful. Stuff. Well, that is all yours. Another local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And some pretty interesting local news has been floating around over the past couple of days. It's just been announced that the Tocal Homestead, which is like a heritage-listed house circa 1845 in Dungog Shire.
Oldie-timey.
Oldie-timey is bringing back its ghost tours. So it's been just over a decade since they kind of shut the little production down.
Yeah.
But they're bringing back the ghosts.
Ooh. Now, do they have to, like, call up the ghosts and say... Come back, the tours are back on, or
please.
We've got paying customers.
Yeah, let's make some money here.
Well, yeah, you know what? That could be a real thing. But don't really know the whole backstory behind it, but they're going to make some moolah off this. The sure. Tokyo Homestead looks like an actual scene from a movie. Like, it is gorgeous, but the things you could
do... creepy sort of looking.
Little bit.
Yeah, yeah, just yeah. A little bit. I mean, beautiful, you know, it's a heritage listed home. But yeah, I just find it very interesting that the ghost tours are back. I myself am not a believer, so I don't think I would go on one of these. Are you guys believers in ghosts?
I'm not. What about you, Scott?
I think ghosts exist. Really? I do, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Have you had an experience?
Not that I'm a superstitious bloke, but I just think that ghosts exist.
So, have you had a ghost experience?
No, I just think that there's
something out there.
I think that there's
things you can't explain.
Things you can't explain, yes. Mm. Like the mysteries of the universe, one of them is that ghosts are just there.
What about, like, have you ever heard, like, a creaky floorboard or something like that? And you thought, oh.
Yeah, usually I'm the one making the creaks. I'm the one walking to the fridge at night.
That could be the issue.
Well, having grown up here, and obviously since returning late last year, I reckon Nui has a bit of a ghostic, like, obsession because there are so many tours and events and places that seem haunted. So people are just making a bit of money out of it. and, you know... people just love to be spooked and love the unknown.
We've had the ghost hunters in here before.
That's right. Mm. I think they found stuff.
They did,
well.
100%.
It wouldn't surprise me. There are some weird things that go on in this building.
A few creaky floorboards.
But, like, some of these events include, like, the Stroud ghost hunt. You've got Miss Porter's house in Newcastle. And, of course, you've got the Grossman house in Maitland. But I don't know. I just find it a little bit too spooky for me. There's also the Lemon Tree Passage ghost conspiracy. So if you want something spooky, travel along.
Never heard on that.
Yeah, that main road there at night, and apparently a ghost appears to you.
Isn't there ghost tours of Maitland Jail as well? I swear I saw that on Travel Guys recently.
Yeah, there might be. I think the thing's on pause there a little bit at the moment. But, you know, Maitland seems to be a hot spot for them, doesn't it? They just, the ghosts love Maitland.
Because they don't want to leave. Why would you?
It's such a beautiful place.
Apparently,
Maitland, great friends of the show.
Well, I think the Tokal Homestead would be probably the best one to go to because I've done a bit of reading about the homestead.
Yeah.
Apparently in the late 1800s, there were a couple of murders. So, like, the ghosts would be real.
Big if true.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So when I say I had the absolute best weekend, guys, I had one for the history books.
Yeah, wow.
Okay,
that's good.
Just bear with me here. I've got a review coming in hot. Okay, so on Friday night, I went to go see The Addams Family. Now, this is put on by the Metropolitan Players, Inc., which is a Newcastle-based theatre company.
This is the one your mate's in, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is Will. He plays Lucas, the love interest of Wednesday. You guys have to see it. It was so funny.
Oh, that's a good review.
So well done. Like, I even have dot points here. Like, the set production, first of all, which is the first thing you notice, was spot on. Like, you would actually think that you're in the family manor. And, like, the graveyard and stuff there. Mm. Like, and there's, like, heaps of smoke machines going on.
The graveyard.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Like being out the front of the Sandgate bunker here.
Well, pretty much. Only spookier. One thing to watch, the regular Addams, you know, family movies and shows. I mean, it's one thing to see that and how strange and bizarre it is, but actually seeing the characters live and in front of you was really surreal. Like, down to, like, Wednesday's, like, deadpan stare. You got Gomez's smirk, Morticia's mannerisms. It was spot on. Especially, like, the onstage relationships, extremely believable. Like, the romance between Gomez and Morticia, oh, palpable. Loved it. Lucas and Wednesday. What I loved most was the comedic theme running throughout the whole production as well. One of the loudest laughers in the cinema. The theatre was definitely me.
You're that loud laughing person.
I was cackling the whole time.
Did you ever get to, was it ever loud enough people stopped and stared at you?
No.
Okay.
It's pitch black. Nobody ever took it in the abyss.
Who's laughing that loud around here?
Who brought their hyena along?
Yeah, that was me. But yeah, you had, like, Cousin It, you had Lurch, who's the butler thing. Oh, God, it was fantastic.
Did you give some of these laughs?
Yeah. I hate you. Why do you have to record
me? I love how you had that on standby.
Stop it!
Ready?
Stop it!
So if you were, what session did you go to again?
Friday night.
So if you were at the Friday night one and you heard this... That was Ari.
You're not funny, Crevo. Stop it. Anyway, so I do have to say that there is four shows left. You got Wednesday night, Friday night, and Saturday and Sunday. Please, you got to go see it.
Are you going to any more?
I'll probably go to the closing night.
Yeah, right.
No, stop! Stop
closing night, you'll hear some of that. It's a freebie. That's for free.
That's what you're waiting for.
New FM. De Novos.
The Olympics are not too far away. Opening ceremony is Saturday.
Oh, my God. That's exciting.
Yeah, very. It's going to be great. We're watching the telly in the studio at the moment, and Channel 9, the Today Show, they're already all over there showing all these pictures of France, the Eiffel Tower, and looks gorgeous.
How come we're not over there?
Good question.
Excellent question.
We've got the technology. Mm. We should be doing it.
Exactly.
We move on. News has come about that an Australian hockey player, Matt Dawson, who plays on the Kookaburras, I said it was the Hockey Roos earlier, I do apologise, the Kookaburras, has amputated part of his finger to make sure that he remains on the Olympic team.
Oh, far out.
Now, what's happened is he's he's broken his finger,
yep.
And the option was put it in a cast or amputate it and miss the put it in a cast and miss the Olympics or amputate it, and he went, give it the chop, doc. It's gorge.
I thought you were going to say it. Put it in ice. You'll be right, love.
No, chop the top of his finger off.
That is extraordinary dedication. And it shows what athletes will do to get in the Olympics, right? Mm.
So there's a whole thing that he went about it. He went and made a very informed decision. 30-year-old bloke. He spoke to his partner, spoke to the plastic surgeon, spoke to the doctors. But at the end of the day, he chopped off his finger so he could go to the Olympics.
Wow.
Chopped off part of his finger.
Yeah, still, that is a big deal.
Huge.
And it'd be a lot of pain involved, right?
Mm. Absolutely.
Because obviously you're sitting there with that broken finger going, oh, my God, what am I going to do here? This is such a tough decision. Then you've got the surgery itself. And then afterwards, that's going to be sore, you know?
Mm. Of course.
You bump your finger on something, that's a big owie.
Absolutely.
So he's trying to get back into form, and everyone is praising him for the dedication that he's showing not only the Kookaburras, but our country, to go and represent the nation.
Yep.
Again, you want to say a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but again, with things like sport, you don't know when.
That's true.
Or if you'll be selected again.
That's right. It might be once in a lifetime.
So take the opportunity while it's here. 4967-4105, asking, when did you play through the injury?
Oh, and you know what? Hockey is a big one. I've got a friend who plays hockey locally here in Newcastle, and she said it's brutal. They'll be...
Shocking.
Yeah, because there's a lot of the time you're skidding over on the artificial turf or whatever, big grazes and stuff, and they're just tough. Something about hockey players, they play on.
Yeah.
They don't worry about it. They get back up and go.
The social sport that I was playing on a Monday night, it's called multi-sport, so you flick between the sports, and one of them was hockey. Mm. And by the end of the season, you had all the team captains got together and was like, oh, what sport do we want to play this week? I said, anything but hockey.
The first time
we played hockey, I had to sit down with everyone and be like, please, 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 don't hurt anyone. I am not a paramedic. I am not able to help you. Don't hurt anyone. And so when it came time to play it again, I was like, anything but hockey. We're not doing it. And you're risking life and limb with those sticks.
Just briefly, I remember when I was younger, my brother was playing for the Newcastle Hunters. So he was playing basketball. One game, he fell. He took a tumble, of course, on the court. He played through a broken arm.
That's a big
shocker.
Yeah. That is big.
We saw on Origin Wednesday night, Bradman Best split his lip.
Oh, yeah.
I don't exactly know what happened. I'm going to go and say that his tooth went through his lip or something. Ugh. He was bleeding everywhere and just went, give the ball, I've got to try to score.
Play on. Play on. Rug the leg. All right, this is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. What did you play through? Or maybe it was like a teammate or something. You went, oh, my God, how did they play through that?
Mm. There was a thing that this is a number of years ago when NRL legend Cooper Cronk, he was playing for the Sydney Roosters at the time. He was injured. Now, I can't remember the injury, but it was a contact thing. But he was on the pitch and he was directing the play. So he still played, but he just didn't get the ball. And he was just directing people as a coaching mentality on the pitch. But you go, even then, that's such a risk. You've got 13 people on the pitch down to 12. If one of them's not going to catch the ball.
That's not great, is it?
Or because he was injured, but was like, no, I'm going out there to lead my team to victory. Fantastic.
Yeah. These are the sort of hero stories that are out there. 4967-4105.
The phone lines are open to Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie, what injury did you play through?
Well, I'm a hockey player.
Oh, okay. There you go. What's your story?
Did you know Matt Dawson plays in Newcastle?
Really?
There you go.
He plays for North in Newcastle.
Oh, beautiful. A local lad.
Yeah. Anyhow, we have really hard shin pads, like hard plastic. Mm-hmm.
I was playing one day and the girl had a free hit and hit me in the shin, and I thought, sort of put me down a bit, and I went, Jesus, that hurt, and, you know, kept playing the rest of the first half and second half. And at the end of the game, I took off my socks and took off my shin pads, and she'd actually split the skin, and I just had blood pouring down the leg of this lump on my shin about the size of a golf ball.
Through the shin pad?
Through the shin pad. She hit the ball, and it was that hard. That's what happened through the shin pad.
You got to ask the question, Robbie. Why do you play hockey?
I love it.
But is it worth the pain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously it is. That's why she kept playing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Of course, the biggest news this morning is that Biden has decided not to rerun.
Yeah.
I guess reactions have been very mixed.
Really?
So TV, you know, is obviously going in overdrive at the moment in America. Personalities all over the place. Some saying, you know, this is great. This shows that his heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
And he really cares about the future of the country and, you know, scene, that sort of thing. But on the other side, they're saying he's not competent and never has been. That's sort of the Trump camp is saying this is proof that he was, you know, not really ready to be president.
Well, there's still 6 months to go of his presidency.
That's right.
Or the best part thereof. Well, it's not until January that regardless of whether the Democrats or the Republicans get in.
Yeah.
He's still in the top job for the next 6 months.
That's right. And a lot can be done in those 6 months.
Heaps.
Historically, a lot does get done because they sort of save up things that they know might cause controversy or, you know, might normally be blocked, and they just rush it all through at the end. So it is going to be even more interesting than I ever expected this next 6 months.
Look, I mean, if I was in Biden's seat, I'd be like, you know what, let's go out with a bang, kids. After I recover from COVID, let's do something interesting.
Well, yeah, they often do all the pardons and stuff at the end as well.
Oh, screw that. Just have a water slide off the White House. That's what I'd be doing.
Do you remember the last when Trump was getting booted out at 2021, start of 2021?
Yeah.
And Joe Exotic from Tiger King
was trying to get a pardon.
He was sitting there with the limo out the front waiting for a pardon. That's right. You were a reality TV star. Like, Tiger King.
From one reality TV star to another, well, I guess. Maybe you thought, this is my big opportunity.
That in itself was one of the wilder parts of Trump's presidency, is that Joe Exotic sitting there with his fingers crossed.
Please, please, please. Please, 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 please. I'll pay for the phone call.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Wild. Well, it's going to be a very, very interesting half year still to come.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Incredible footage has been released of an uncontacted tribe in the Peruvian Amazon. Mashkopiro, I hope I'm saying that correct. Apologies if not. The tribe have been seen playing on the sand and in the water. And it's incredible footage that these uncontacted tribe have come out of the Amazon rainforest. And it makes you wonder. They've been obviously cut off from so much of civilization and everything in civilization. Imagine trying to describe to somebody what the internet is.
Well, that is hard because, first of all, you've got to get through all of the technology that's led up to it.
Yeah,
you've got to like start the very, very basics.
Like what is a book?
And then literally.
And then you go from book, and then you've got to go to magazine.
Okay.
You go
okay.
Glossy magazine.
You go from D-Mag to K-Zone to Women's Weekly.
Skip the Playboy.
Well, it begs the question, what do you reckon would be the hardest thing to try and explain to somebody who's never heard it before? Like this remote tribe. You're trying to talk to them about literally anything.
Yeah.
And they have zero understanding of it. Again, this is all, it could all be an exaggeration. They could have some familiarity.
But reckon, not much.
Do you reckon they knew what COVID was?
Oh, good question.
Do you reckon that they might have...
COVID?
Do you reckon that... Well, do you reckon
probably
that...
Probably not.
Well, again, if they're uncontacted and they're in the remote Amazon, potentially not. Now, again, this is all... We're making this... A lot of assumptions being made here.
Yeah.
There could potentially be... I don't know. They could have one person that contacts the world. I don't know.
It's all made up. We don't know.
We're making this up on the fly.
Riffing.
What do you reckon would be the hardest thing to try and explain to a remote tribe? I reckon... what is a hawk tour girl or an internet personality?
Yes, that would be tough.
Try and explain, why is this person famous?
They're like, well, what is fame?
What is fame?
Yes. All of that. What about space travel? That's all going on.
Jeez.
How do you work your way through all of those? I mean, because they're dealing with, what, fire, maybe?
Yeah.
You go, well, there's a starting point. But there are so many things you have to explain. You know, fire to make steel, well, that's not even good enough to make a spaceship. You need other metals. You've got to dig them out. There's so much to go through, isn't it?
It also goes on the flip side that we, because they've been uncontacted, we are under the assumption that they are less civilized than us. They could potentially be more civilized than us, and we just don't know it.
Also possible.
They could have much better lives than what we do, because it's less complicated.
That's it. Or maybe their own space program.
Maybe they've already invented it.
Yeah, they've got their own internet. It's even better.
If I was to make friends with these people, the first thing that I would do is try to explain how an air fryer works.
Oh, that's
this will change your life.
You'd be...
Give me smeg any day.
You're like, don't worry about all medicine and stuff like that. Air fryer.
Yeah.
Here's another.
It'll cook your birds for you.
Here's another. You're assuming, again, a lot of assumptions here, hunter-gatherer lifestyle.
Yeah.
Try explaining what vegetarian and veganism is to somebody whose primary diet is killing and eating animals.
And how to buy it with a credit card. The whole thing is going to be bizarre.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Moving into the territory of gaming consoles. Talking PlayStation, Xbox, whatever.
Do you guys have any gaming consoles around the team? Scott, you first.
No, I actually was at Uptown's on Friday night, and they have all the retro game consoles.
Oh, that's fun.
Had no idea what was going on.
Did you have any as a kid?
PS1.
PS1? What about you, Ari?
Famously PS1. Yeah, we had PlayStations growing up. My brother still has like a PlayStation 5. Cool. I have an Xbox 360 still.
Do you still play it?
Sometimes.
There you go.
I don't mind a bit of a game.
Bit of gaming around the team.
You'd be a Sims guy, wouldn't you, Crazy?
No, I had a Game Boy original. Black and white.
Nice. Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's now you're showing your age.
Yeah,
back in the 1930s. Well, a Nigerian man has broken a Guinness World Record for playing a game called Dream League Soccer 2023 for 75 consecutive hours. 75 hours straight. That's like, what, 3 days?
Should have played FIFA.
Well,
FIFA's better.
Maybe the record for that's already taken. And he went, oh, there's an opening with Dream, what is it, Dreamweaver? Dream League?
What? Dream League Soccer.
Dream League Soccer.
Yeah, we'll go, instead of game number one, we'll just go game number two.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 75 hours, though, is a long time to be video gaming.
And just playing like a soccer game on a video game, let alone, you know.
There's no mission or anything, is there?
That's what I mean. If it was like an RPG, like a shoot 'em up type of game with like missions and selected storylines.
Yeah.
Like, that's more believable. But just to play back-to-back just a random
soccer
football
games.
Game, yeah. Not a fan of that.
Yeah, you've got championships to win. Trophies to come home with, mantelpieces to fill.
Fake ones in your imagination.
Oh, my God.
It's a very interesting area, though, this, like, over long-term playing of games.
Mm.
I was telling you guys this off the air, but it's such a bad problem in China with, like, young people playing, teenagers or whatever. Parents sometimes will pay in-game assassins to go in and kill the character.
So say
you've got a son or daughter, they will not get off the whatever the video game is. They won't get off it, Been playing for years, built up their character. It's got all this experience, all these, you know, treasures or whatever. And then somebody comes in, oh, you're dead. That stops them playing.
Wouldn't you hate your parents?
You never know.
They wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's it. If they've secretly paid them, they'll never. Oh, you're not playing that anymore. Why is that?
Okay. I've seen the video of the guy and he's crying his eyes out in the lawn, and his dad's gone and taken all his Xbox 360 games and thrown them on the lawn, and then drives over them with a ride-on mower.
I have seen that video.
It is fantastic.
I feel like that's a bit aggressive.
Yeah, it's a bit. I feel that's too intense, personally.
Yeah, he was playing for 76 hours straight. Yes. You broke the record. Stop.
That's enough.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I had some friends visiting over the weekend for a little Sunday lunch, which was lovely.
Beautiful. What'd you cook?
I tested my skill in making banana bread.
Oh, right, okay.
And it was sensational. A big hit. The whole thing pretty much gone.
Good.
Oh, wow.
I think I might be starting a banana bread company. Thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. Oh.
What made this banana bread different to the dollar one from Coles?
Oh, so much better. So much better. Texture-wise, the rise of it was very good.
Mm.
Banana flavour, excellent.
Well, I was about to say, I know this sounds really silly, but sometimes when you buy a banana bread, there's so much banana in it. Like, you can't taste the flavour.
This had 5 bananas in it.
Yeah, right.
Which is high in banana. Mm-hmm. Then I, like, instead of toasting in the toaster, in a fry pan with butter.
We.
Everyone was astonished. And it was actually suggested to me, you should sell this.
Are you a bloke that gets the bananas that are going a little bit, how's your father, and whack him in the freezer? Are you that kind of guy?
No, it's the first time I've ever made it.
Okay.
And it was very good. So, yeah. Crevo's banana bread. That has a good ring to it, actually.
I think it does.
Yeah. We have plenty of markets going around every weekend in our region. Maybe
so
you should set up your own stall. Crevo's bananas.
Why do they call it banana bread? It's a cake.
It's basically
I
cake.
Literally had this discussion with my partner Britt over the weekend.
Cake.
It's cake.
Because it's the shape of a loaf.
Don't try and disguise it. Don't try and make it healthy. You're not putting it on a hamburger. It's cake.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, here, try this fairy floss bread.
Oh.
But you just put it in a square.
Yeah.
That's not any difference. Yeah. It's just fairy floss.
It's cake.
I love it.
It's still cake.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Crevo. You're up.
I've been stressing about this all weekend.
So 30 seconds on the clock for a game of local Amanah. You might have played this in primary school.
Yeah.
It's you have 30 seconds to talk on a topic of my choosing, Crevo. You're not allowed to say and I'm going to extend it to yourself, Crevo. No crutch words.
Damn it. Oh.
No crutch
words. No pauses.
I was planning to lean on certain words here.
You have a few crutch words.
Do you have a few, like, listed out?
Oh, of course.
They're
in the noggin, mate.
Okay, they're in the noggin.
Noggin.
So basically what Scott says goes.
That is the rule.
The big one I'm looking out for is, I guess.
Damn it!
Yes!
I originally had it written here. Use that instead. Use that instead. My strategies are out the window and I can feel the pressure.
Okay, so Scott, you're going to give the topic. I'm going to time it. Let's see if we can get Crevo.
Oh, we're going the way back to the 19th century, Crevo.
Oh, that's when I was young.
The middle of the 19th century, a baking company was started in Morpeth. Come 1865, the William Arnott Steam Biscuit Factory in Newcastle was established. Crevo, your topic today is Arnott's Biscuits. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
Arnott's Biscuits, the best biscuits of all time. Chicken. My favourite of the biscuits would have to be the iced Vovo, followed by the Scotch Finger, followed by the Tim Tam. My favourite of the Tim Tams is dark chocolate chicken. I also like the caramel. And then
we tried to let you get through that. Also, is chicken now a crutch word?
Chicken is definitely a crutch word. It's out.
Damn it.
Chicken.
I thought to myself, he's onto my crutch word situation.
I've been sitting here waiting for the day that I can be like, Crevo, put those crutch words away. But well, you did do very, very well in listing off all the different stuff that Arnott's have come up with over the years.
It was a poor effort for
24
myself.
24 seconds you got.
You got pretty far. The new thing that we've discovered at the end of last week is they do bread making. And, like, artesian bread making at the Arnott's factory, yeah.
The old factory.
The old factory now.
It's not Arnott's doing it, though.
No. But at the old Arnott's factory now, you can do, like, stone bread making classes.
What a cool thing.
We should do that as a team.
That's a fun idea.
Plenty of avenues to go down with Arnott's Biscuits, Crevo, and you decided that chicken was the one. I thought you were going to say chicken crimpy, and I was like, well, that's good gear.
Yeah, and the pizza shapes.
Think of any of the shapes gear. God, you're so...
We're on it.
You're so crafty. Caught me out. Oh, well, better luck next time. Time to
me. UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
That's us pretty much done for today.
It went quick again.
It has been a great day, though. And tomorrow, more of the same. And we've got a very special guest on the show as well.
Well, 48 years working for Transport New South Wales in the ferries. Ferrymaster Steve. And you might have seen his story kicking around because after almost 5 decades in the role, he's called a time on his career and he's chatting to us tomorrow. Tell us all the stuff that's happened on the ferries over the last 50 years.
Just so people are aware, this is the amazing man who's been ferrying the Stockton ferries, correct?
Yes.
Awesome.
And you know there'll be some juicy stories.
Oh,
you know?
Can you imagine 50 years of anything?
God, you'd see everything.
You'd see it all.
Yeah, he's chatted to NBN recently and was talking about how he rode alongside Queen Elizabeth II. That's back in 88. He was captaining a ferry the day of the Pasha Bulka in 2007.
Oof.
Like, there are stories to be told. Ferry Master Steve, he's chatting to us tomorrow morning.
That's it. Can't wait for that. Have a great Monday, everyone. Enjoy this beautiful weather. It's set to last all week, which is awesome. Don't forget as well, all this week, of course, and ongoing, school zone's back. So just be careful. Slow down. This is to keep the kids safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.